It's our pleasure now to welcome Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you with us. Carrie Lowry is a librarian, and you're representing two libraries today. Am I right?
Yeah. I work at South Fayette Township Library and Bridgeville Public Library.
What a great, it's great to have two libraries in your life. And one thing I don't know if people realize how relevant and evolving libraries have become. They are one of the last great equalizers where everybody can get involved and take part in things and build community in a common and welcoming space. And you've got some things going on. One of them is board game night. And where's that going to be and when?
That's going to be at Bridgeville Public Library. It's happening. It happens once a month, every single month. And right now, the next one's going to be July 9th. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m. And it is 21 and plus because it is BYOB.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's so much fun. I'm a big board gamer myself, and I can't tell you how many awesome people I've met through having going to these board game nights.
Now, when I think of board games, I distinctly think of two categories. I think of the kind I generally like, the Monopolies and Parcheesis and Scrabble. And then I think of those games where, like, you sit and plan taking over other countries.
Yeah.
Are there both kinds of board games? There are probably others, too, I'm sure.
Oh, there are so many different types of board games now. So we do have, like, your old-school classics like Monopoly, Parcheesi, and you're welcome to bring your own games as well, which is pretty cool. So if you want to, like, if you're really into this one game that you really want to play, you can bring it and teach other people to play it. But, like, board games have evolved so much in the past 10 years and to the point where they've been calling it, like, a Renaissance era for board games.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, there's so many good ones. I would highly recommend Quacks of Quedlinburg. And if you want something more strategy-oriented, like Terraforming Mars or Wingspan. But yeah, there's so many incredible games. And we actually have a board game collection at Bridgeville where you can check out and try out games for free. And you get those for 21 days, too. And we have...
Oh, how,
like,
cool.
Like, yeah, which is really awesome. And like you said, a great way of, like, making equitable service for everybody in the area.
Yeah, our Youth Media Center, we're going to be adding some board games to it just for fun. And there are a lot of, oh, for lack of a better word, I'll say therapeutic, but there are games that involve problem solving or collaboration. So rather than the world domination strategy games, there's strategy games to try to either save the planet or do something different. One of my favorites growing up, which is not in this category, but it was called Go for Broke. It was the opposite of Monopoly. You basically had to try to lose all your money. But the game made it really hard to do that. and it was so counterintuitive, but it was fun to play. The object, I think, was to move your little piece around until you ended up in what they called the poorhouse.
there's a game that's like that. It's so much fun. But basically, like, one of your uncles passed away, and they said, oh, you'll get all of my money, and he's like a billionaire, but you have to, it's like you have to do all of these things, which basically gets rid of all the money that you have now.
I vaguely remember this, yeah.
Yeah, and for some reason I'm blanking on the name, and it's so much fun. But yeah, I just don't remember the name off the top of my head right now.
So this is all at the Bridgeville Library, correct?
Yes, right now. For South Fayette and Bridgeville, we have a team Discord, which is really cool, where we have game nights every Tuesday, and we have teen hangouts every Wednesday, and then we also have a Dungeons and Dragons. So, like, getting that cooperative, collaborative feel where you get to actually build all of these different skills, because it's, like, the one thing that I really love about board games and Dungeons and Dragons is that, like, you are doing all these really cool skills and learning these different skill sets, but in a sneaky way. Mm. So, for all those parents out there, great way to teach your children, like, collaborative or team building or even financial skills, and just, like, social skills in general. And there's just so many different that you learn and you do while doing or multitasking. There's just so many things that you can build and learn. So definitely look into some board games. And if you ever want, I can definitely give some good recommendations depending on the age group.
That's good to know, actually, because, for example, in our case, we actually reached out to some music therapists and other folks who knew a lot about gaming. But I never thought to reach out to a librarian. Shame on me, because I usually do that. Dungeons and Dragons, I think those – I have not played Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I think there are people who – think those games might be a little isolating, but not necessarily, right?
Definitely not. So we have, like I said, the gaming Discord, and then we have the Dungeons and Dragons Discord. And seeing the community that those teams have built together is absolutely incredible. They're welcoming every single person. I think thinking about that type of, like, where it's isolating and that kind of thing, I think that that's been evolving and changing for the last couple of years, probably about last, like, I like 5 to 10 years. So you might find those groups where it might be a little isolating and they're not welcoming everybody. Most of them now, I feel like, are extremely rewarding to be a part of, and it's really good for creating a community, like I said, that's supportive and just this incredible experience for one another. So, I highly recommend, if even as an adult, like, going into Dungeons and Dragons and finding some good people in a group and getting into that world building experience, because it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and it's nice to have things in common with people, right, and to make connections. So board game nights and teen Discord, South Fayette Township Library and Bridgeville Libraries are where you will find Carrie Lowry. We've linked to both of them. And it's really fun to talk to you. I hope we'll do this more often.
Me too.
anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to thank you for having me here today with you and talking about all these awesome things that we're doing and just awesome things in general, like gaming, because it's just so much fun. I hope I can be on again sometime soon too.
We'd love to have you. Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, anytime.
Take care. That's Carrie Lowry, and Board Game Nights and Teen Discord are taking place at Bridgeville Library and South Fayette Township Library.